Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 21, 2023. What is attainment? Question. You said that attainment is the perception of the opposite. Is this the correct definition of attainment? Answer. Yes, attainment appears only from the perception of the opposite. Otherwise, there would be nothing. The Creator does not have this. In the Absolute, if we can somehow talk about His existence outside of us, everything exists outside the definition of a thing from its absence, some property from its opposite, light darkness. It exists only in us. Therefore, we must accumulate many sensations of light darkness in ourselves and from this create a picture of the world and of ourselves. Question. What is attainment for all sorts of gurus, for example, Indian yogis? Answer, this is the psychology of our world. The time will come when people will rise above it. They will see where the science of attainment called Kabbalah is, and where the beliefs and personal impressions of a person are, which he somehow gained in our world and which are mainly based on rituals, how to dress, dance, sit down, stand up, and so on. All this is connected with his material life, his physical body, some actions, words, and everything else. But here there is none of that. This means that if an initial desire for spirituality arises in a person, then the method of its development does not at all apply to our world. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is attainment? September 15, 2012. False freedom. Comment. In our world, a person is judged by his achievements in society, to what status he reaches. My response, to what status? Sometimes I watch the news on TV channels and that's it. All other programs talk about all kinds of frauds, murders, punishments, about the army, everything is forceful. The triumph of power is promoted, here we are him, and he is us. Who will crush whom, and so on. Is it really possible to educate the population about this? Not even just to educate, but somehow to nurture a new generation. What kind of person do you end up with? We have no idea what we are doing with society at the same time. Or is this the state program? Maybe it's called freedom, do what you want? This is terrible. And the internet is not a free field either. They are led by serious forces. The state should think about what is happening in the field of the internet. There are laws for its development, switching, and management. Or does the state think it's okay to have so many porn sites there? It is an unreasonable approach. This also affects a person. Of course, things like violence and murder should be mentioned, but in a very limited way so that we can see that there are such things. People need to be educated. Man is an animal. Once he climbed down from a tree, but today he is worse than in those days. So where is this government policy? Any parliament in the world deals only with internal bruising and nothing else. Look at the structure of the world, what selfishness has brought us to. I'm not against crime films. But these should be isolated cases from which you can learn something. And not shown on all channels. By watching all this, negative examples are deposited in our brain, and we are already acting on these patterns. This is how I saw it in this film. These pictures pop up in a person, and he realizes them. This is the current upbringing. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. A man is judged by his deeds. June 16, 2012. Not all habits are good. Comment. A student who is not yet in attainment has a feeling that there is a certain force, but he does not use it as a Kabbalist because he does not understand it. My response. If he does not understand, then you cannot do anything. We must strive to reveal it. The most important thing is not to feel crushed by everyday life so that what was yesterday is yesterday, today is completely new, and every time it is new more and more. It is hard but necessary for advancement. To meet every minute and ask yourself, well, what's new? Shake off the dust that settles on you every second. Comment: the main problem is that many people freeze and enter a layer of some kind of habit. My response: that is the worst part. As Pushkin wrote, thus heaven's gift to us is this, that habit takes the place of bliss. This is terrible happiness. It is not only an animate level but the happiness of the dead, when you exist and that is it. We must fight this state. Comment: but on the other hand, there is a need for a person to get used to something and at the same time always to be refreshed. My response: and what can you get used to? No way. Habit is death. Habit should be only at the level of a conscious routine when you set certain tasks for yourself and set a routine in accordance with them. Then you really control yourself and your movements. But if you give yourself up to a dead routine, then that is it. Everything can be changed and reconsidered at any time. This should be our habit. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Habit Kills. June 30th, 2012. Agent of the Secret Lodge. Comment: I constantly look at the comments on your videos. Among the people making comments, there are those who believe that you work by following someone's program, like a representative of some secret lodge. My response: what kind of secret lodge can we talk about if we talk about bestowal and love? There can be no mysteries here because you want to attract everyone to mutual bestowal and mutual love, to a society of reasonable consumption, balance, and equality, and you yourself remain on the sidelines, that is, not to lead all this and pursue some selfish goals. Where can there be any egoistic intention here? I understand people. A person cannot believe that someone is working for an idea. The idea must be either religious or national. And when it is not against someone, but on the contrary, for universal equality, brotherhood, and unity, then it sounds unnatural. Of course, people have thoughts that there must be some kind of underground society here, which may have decided in this way to break and destroy the world, with poor people and governments devoted to them and supposedly caring about them. Today we have already reached the final stage of our development. Therefore, on the last straight line, they can say anything they want. Time is running so fast that they won't have time to invent something. There are some philosophers, all kinds of wise guys who twist everything the other way around. I once met with a famous politician and listened to his philosophy. It's just an explosion of an unjustified and unconfirmed mystical extravaganza that you don't know what to do with, and also mentions angels, ghouls, devils and others. And, of course, all this negativity is attributed to Jews and all the positive is attributed to other peoples. I think that people like this highly erudite person will eventually realize their confusion. It's not their fault. I can respect him for his general knowledge. But I also understand that he relates the Jews and their mission from a completely opposite side. He ascribes to them great powers, abilities, and versatility, considers them the greatest force in the world, that they practically determine the entire history, everything, only from a negative point of view. It all depends upon the view. It will turn around for him and I think he will understand. By the way, I am by no means offended by anyone. Let people know that I love them all. Just so that they will always read and study what I say, it doesn't matter with what purpose, even to find something for which you can tease. And gradually it will sort itself out. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Agent Lateman, June 16, 2012. Acceleration of advancement. Question: if a person steps out of the group for some time, does it happen according to a program instilled within him? Answer: no way. A person does not have a predetermined program in regards to approaching or distancing from the Creator. Everything exists within his freedom of will. This is not predetermined in advance. There are some initial coefficients, constant data that are provided in the common system since this is a system rather than a single person and the creator. This is a whole body, others will be influencing in some way, the world will be advancing in some way, some of its pieces, meaning souls will fall or rise in the movement toward the approaching and revealing the creator together, in one single state. The more effective this will be, the more it will influence a person. The more the world will slow down, the more it will slow down the person. However, these are only the outer data. Every one of us can also influence this. There are situations you cannot escape. However, when you individually advance toward the Creator, toward His revelation within yourself, you experience these situations in completely different aspects. Instead of stopping after receiving a blow, oppositely, you can speed up your movement. This can be compared to a launch of a space shuttle in the direction of distant planets. When you launch a space shuttle a far distance, the space objects that exist between us and the target object serve as sources of acceleration. If the space shuttle is moving toward them with a certain trajectory, they will attract the space shuttle and will accelerate its movement. However, they will not let it approach them. It is like they pull the space shuttle toward them, it moves faster, eventually skips them, and continues to fly further. The same is happening in spiritual work. It seems to you that these bodies that are together with you on the path can slow you down, attract, and even swallow you on the way. However, in reality they only accelerate you and you skip through further. Question: does it mean it is unrealistic to make a calculation about what is good and what is bad? Answer: no, only maximum advancement with the help of yourself, the group, and the entire humanity. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How do they leave Kabbalah? July 14, 2012. States of disconnection. Comment: sometimes a person is strongly thrown out of spiritual work. He starts to back off. Maybe he will slowly get closer afterward, but he is already distancing himself. My response: we will see later. In the end, he is not going anywhere anyway. Of course, it may take years. I gave an example of when I was studying with Rabash, a man who had not been there for 10 years came back one morning. Then the same morning a second man appeared who had not been there for 15 years. I quietly asked Rabash, "Who are they?" He replied, "This one has not been here for 10 years and that one for 15. That's it, they started coming back." So a new circle began. It was very interesting to watch those who returned. They did not have any feeling that they had left the group at all. It was strange to see it. As if a person did not have those years, he fell and woke up 10 years later. And no one even said a word of reproach to them. Then it struck me. And now I am not surprised by this, and in no case do I worry that I have invested so much in someone, and then they would leave and maybe even say something against our methodology. I understand that they may come back later. It is not man. These are his internal changes that are simply necessary, otherwise, he will not reach the revelation of the Creator. He must go through everything. If he is driven forward by the light, then all states are good for him. Question: so these people had to go through a state of disconnection for 10 to 15 years. Answer: I do not know. After this has passed, you have to say, yes, this is how it should be, but not before that. Of course, in those 10 years, they could have achieved something more. But, in principle, this is how the program manifested itself, and it depended not only on them. After all, they are a small cell in the huge body of all other souls connected together. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How do they leave Kabbalah? July 14, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what do you gain from rising above the ego? You gain upper knowledge, sensation and attainment with which you acquire absolute fulfillment. You then see the entire universe from one end to the other, indefinitely and integrally, and you feel and realize how interconnected everything is. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. Pride with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on July 30, 2012. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.